بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Forty moral tips for the challenging journey to God, selected from statements made by the leader of the revolution. Fortify your strongholds. Be vigilant, watch out and fortify your strongholds so that the enemy cannot infiltrate in your fortifications. With such a strong spirit of faith, you can defeat the colonizers and disarm them to let your nation breathe. Build your country, improve your lives, and solve problems inherited to us by years of colonization and exploitation at the hands of foreigners. If we want to describe the month of Ramadan in a sentence, we should say that it is the month of opportunities. And this month, there are many opportunities ahead of you and me. If we can make use of these opportunities in the right way, a great and very valuable resource will be accessible to us.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Ramadan is the month of returning to God. June 14th, 2016. We read in some verses of the dua that is particular for the days of the month of Ramadan. This is the month of fasting. This is the month of rising. This is the month of returning to God. Turn to your Lord in repentance. This is also the verse of Quran, verse 54 of chapter 39. This is the month of repentance, and this is the month of forgiveness and mercy. This month and this environment enjoy such characteristic. Fasting is a divine gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted, has bestowed on believers. August 7, 2011. The late Haj Mirza Jawad Agha Maliki Tabrizi, the famous Islamic mystic, says in his book, Al-Muraqibat, that fasting is a divine gift that Allah, the Exalted, has bestowed on believers and his servants. He says, fasting is not an obligation, rather it is an honor for which we should be thankful to God. Fasting, which is the sign of God's respect for His servants, is something which we should appreciate and for which we should be thankful to God. He mentions many benefits for the thirst and hunger of the month of Ramadan, which believers consider themselves obliged to tolerate. He extracted these benefits from Islamic narrations, and the knowledge originated from the enlightened heart of this great man. Among the most important benefit is that this hunger and thirst give the heart a kind of purity which prepares the ground for thinking, and 1 hour of thinking is better than years of worship.
Allah, I want to thank you. That you've done for me through all my years I've been lost. You guided me.